Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Latter Day Hunting. We're excited to be here. How excited are you, Doug?
I'm excited.
We're pretty excited.
I'm not vibing like last time.
No. Not vibe.
No.
Ew. And we want to introduce our guest tonight. It's the amazing Cammy. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. Hi, everybody.
So, Cammy, we usually have our guests do a little background about themselves, if you wouldn't mind.
Could have prepared me for that. What am I supposed to talk about?
You should always be prepared.
Up and coming.
Up and coming.
Yeah, your blog.
Oh, yes. Oh. So I actually work for an influencer marketing company, and all of the influential women that I get to work with have inspired me. So I'm going to start a blog.
Yeah.
That's going to launch hopefully in the next week or two, called Straightforward and Savvy. That's going to be completely directed to the LDS woman who's in her late 20s, not married, but is still, like, rocking life and kicking butt.
Yes. We'll have to announce that when that, like, goes live.
Yeah.
And actually, so there. Two of my sisters were in their late 20s when they got married, and even, like, they could relate, so I'll tell them about it as well.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, because I can't relate to any of the influencers that I work with, so.
Are they young, or?
Well, no, because they're my age or older, but they're married, and they have kids and families, and they're, like.
Right.
They're rocking their lives in their stages, and I'm not there yet, so
right.
I want to be able to relate to people.
Right.
That are in my own, because I know I'm not the only one.
We're all just right. Like building this community.
Right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at this.
If you have a blog or something, come on.
We're welcome, but
yeah. The tide raises all ships.
But you have to pass the screening process, and it's a little weird. Anyway,
it gets a little touchy.
And it takes a while.
Cool.
On the Traven and I, on our front, we finally got to the 21st century, and we have an email account for the feedback, because we kept talking about, hey, feedback, but, so it's pretty simple, latterdayhunting@gmail.com, no spaces, and we would love you guys to send us first date stories and just funny stuff, and you can even, like, email and talk about how dumb Traven's stories are.
Yes. I'm totally fine with that. You know what? Submit your feedback. But honestly, one of these days, we want to do an episode where we read all of your bad stories. We will sit here with a list and just read them.
Yeah.
We won't put names in there.
No, anonymous.
And you can even make up names. What would be a good
that would
up
be
name?
Julie.
Julie. Okay, everybody. We need to get serious now, because we're talking about something really important, and that is determining the relationship, as known in our community as the famous
DTR.
Where you're sitting there in the car about to drop them off, and they turn to you, and they're like, so what are we?
It's not what are we, it's where's this going through
my head of all of the people that are going to hate me during this conversation. Like, I see their images in my brain.
Every female that's ever dated Traven.
My favorite is, like, they turn to me and I'm like, we just got Arctic Circle. Do you really want to date me?
Oh, guys, it's going to be a good night tonight.
After that pumpkin shake, I'm feeling it.
You like that? Anyways.
You kept trying to feed it to me with a spin. It's weird.
No, but...
Okay, it just got weird.
I'm sorry, that's funny, though. I mean, yeah, I've taken a girl to Arctic Circle, but it... Okay.
Let's take women to IHOP.
I've been taking the Arctic Circle. It's fine.
It's fine. Hey, I want to throw this out here before we get started. You know what? If you like the person, it really doesn't matter. You could take them to freaking D's, and they love it.
Whoa, whoa. D's is awesome.
Right? 21st and 7th, baby.
Uh-huh. You show up there at the night shift, you see some cool cats.
Okay.
Wow, okay,
but
guys.
Don't call some of them sir, even though they look like it.
Especially not your date. That's just bad.
Have a seat, sir. Shall I take your jacket? Okay, but it can come in a variety of ways. It can start off with, there are some, like, famous open lines like, hey, we need to talk.
Yes, of course.
Or, hey, do you have a minute? Can I call you right now?
Oh, boy.
Oh, who went to a DTR over the phone?
No, no, you didn't need to be in person.
Yeah, DTRs have got to be in person.
I know, but they happen over the phone, and you're just like, it kind of gives me, it's actually, like, nicer, because you can make whatever facial expressions you want.
Yeah.
You put them on mute, and you take a dump while they're, just like, what's the word, it's what they
rambling
do in the
on.
Senate. Filibuster.
Oh, filibuster.
When they're filibustering and they're like Jimmy Stewart just going to town over the phone, like, you gotta just take a dump.
I've never DTR'd on the phone.
Oh, man.
I've never DTR'd on the phone.
You guys are gonna learn a lot about me. Things I've been through, why I'm the way I am.
It's all gonna make sense.
And you're gonna sit there like, man, this guy is the worst. Good thing I didn't send my friend on a blind date
right?
with him.
No, but I think, okay, so there's the lines, right? But let's talk about timing. Have you guys had people try and DTR you, like, too early?
First date.
Oh, yeah.
Even
I've had
before
some of those.
The first
before
date.
Before the date!
Yeah.
So, what are you expecting to happen if we go out? And you're like, I don't know, I'll eat Cafe Rio, get gassy a little bit, and then go home. Like,
I've known you for 10 minutes.
No, but really, like,
holding that fart in on the car ride home.
Crazy.
Sorry, I'm on one
what
today.
What is the toilet humor?
I'm
no,
on one
but
today.
Let's talk about this. I have a story. So, I had this girl try and, like, define the relationship. We had, like, been texting. We hadn't even, like, gone one-on-one. I think we had seen each other at a group thing. And she's like, Doug, I just really want to know where you're at. And I'm like, I really don't. What's your, like, I don't remember your name. Like, what? Like, like, of course I remember her name. But it's like, we
Julie.
Haven't, like, right? So, okay, don't pull the trigger too soon. Because that's just weird.
So, at what point...
Yeah, how do you
gonna,
define what's too soon?
Actually, we're going to ask Cammy this.
Yes.
Like, how soon is too soon for you?
For me, I mean, I am kind of commitment phobe, so I feel like 6 months is too soon. no, I feel like after maybe, like, 5 dates, like, and real dates, not like
yeah.
we're just going to go hang out with a bunch of people, because
no.
that's not a date.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, Netflix and chill. Story of my life. Netflix and chill, no. Like, that doesn't count. But if you are going to actually, like, make the effort and you're going to call a girl, you're going to talk to her or vice versa. Like, if it's been at least 5 dates, I feel like
right.
that's a good amount of time to be like, hey, are we dating exclusively
yeah. Yeah.
or are we still dating other people?
Yeah. Right. And I think, I mean, I hate to tag a number to it, but I think it's also, it doesn't need to be timing dependent, right? Because you could hit it off with someone and go on 4 dates in
mm-hmm.
2 weeks, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But at the same time, I've DTR'd with someone, like, after, like, 3 months, and she was like, I'm not really interested in you anymore. And I was like, oops.
That feels like one of the times where it's too late.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. there has to be, like, this window of opportunity.
But do you have to?
Do you have to?
Does it need to happen? Because I've entered a relationship without us ever talking.
I think, personally, I feel my purpose for DTR, if I'm going to bring it up, that's like the make it or break it.
Okay.
Where you've been dating for so long and they don't want to be in a serious relationship, but it's not clear.
Mm.
And you sit down and like, hey, I'd like you to be my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I feel things are going well. And then balls in their court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, and I feel like from a girl standpoint, I mean, we're women and we just want like things clear. Like,
emotional.
Yeah, we're, I will admit that we're emotional, but like we don't like to live in the gray area, right? Like,
right.
gray area is not good for anybody. And so, I like, for me, I feel like a DTR at some point or another has to happen.
Okay.
Because I want to know that, like, hey, you're not making out with other girls, are you? Because
yeah.
I'm not making out with other guys.
I think,
like,
I think the physical is, like, a big part of it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people will go out with multiple people, and, like, Traven and I have talked about this, like,
yeah,
earlier 20s, or for Traven, not that long ago. I'm just kidding.
Last week.
But like,
no. It's been a while.
But like, I'm at a point where if I'm going to start seeing someone, I'm not going to be physical with multiple people just because I can't emotionally handle that anymore.
Right? Oh, yeah. For real.
Really, though, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
We talked about that, how, like, draining it is going to D's so many times.
Well, and, like, for a girl, it's, like, exhausting being, like, well, how many other girls is he making
exactly
out with? Like, how many other
exactly.
girls is he doing what he's doing with me? Like, and that's just not cool.
And then, like, when you're not together that Wednesday night, like, I wonder who he's with.
Right?
With that slut.
Who is
so
Julie.
So
Julie.
Julie. Julie.
The Julie again? They're all named Julie.
But
we
I
should make a Julie profile on Facebook.
But I think to Cammy's point, like, it physical isn't everything. Of course, like, when you're defining the relationship, it's emotional. It's
mm-hmm.
right.
But I feel like, to be honest, the largest trigger and the largest, like, river flow to it is, like, the girl or the guy wanting to feel secure that you're not making out with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Right. The last DTR that I attempted to have, it was, like, for that reason. That made me sound kind of slutty, but it was for that reason.
No.
Because
no.
it had been, you know, 4 months
yeah.
of us doing whatever we were doing.
Right.
And so, and FaceTiming and hanging out and doing all these things that, like, a couple would do.
Right.
And so I was like, well, I'm not very cool if he's doing this with other
no.
girls.
Right.
So that, I feel like that, to your point, I feel like that's completely a trigger that will cause that.
Yeah, and I think, and I take back my previous statement. I've had, there's at least a confirmation or verbal acceptance by both parties that you are, like, even if it's like you're cuddling, watching a movie, and you look at each other and you're like, I just really like you and I just want to see you. Like, it can be really simple.
Oh, it can be totally chill. It doesn't have to be this awkward.
We need to talk.
Yeah. Granted, I made my last one really awkward, but it doesn't have to be awkward.
Yeah, you, like, sit him down and you're like, listen.
What's
going on?
Do it in a public place. Public place.
You think so?
I've had moments. I actually got free ice cream doing it in a public place, so.
Doing it in a public place?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, guys, too far. Ew. Sorry, apologies.
All the sweets.
Oh, my God.
No, so,
far,
this one girl, she dumped me twice over text within 3 days.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, no, this time you're going to do it in person. And you're going to pay for the dinner.
I'm going to dump you.
So we went to, I think it was La Costa or something like that, out in Sandy.
Okay.
Like this little Mexican restaurant. And we're sitting there, have our menus. The waiter walks up. And he's like, what can I get for you, sir? And I was like, I want taquitos. So I ordered taquitos. Super weird to order at a Mexican restaurant, I know. And then he turns and he's like, oh, and for your girlfriend? I was like, no, she's not my girlfriend. She's dumping me tonight. And she freaks out. She's like kicking me under the table. I'm just laughing. The waiter loses it. He's dying. He's like crying laughing. And then 20 minutes later, he walks at me and is like, this is for the gentleman, and slides me some ice cream on the house. And I was sitting there telling the girl
amazing.
The whole dinner. I was like, I'm going to bring up all my problems right now and make a huge scene in front of everybody.
Pull like an Elwood.
She's not my girlfriend.
So I usually do it in public because I'm like, oh, let's talk about it over Starbucks.
See, but is that another thing to consider? Doing it in public versus doing it in person? Like if I...
Private.
Yeah, private, in person, private, yeah. Same thing. But if I, like, do you want to DTR?
I think it depends.
And have people, like, especially if you're a girl, like, I don't want to get DTR'd at McDonald's and have people, like,
see
me, like, have a total emotional meltdown.
And what's sad, as a guy, at least for me, I want to make sure I don't have that. We're at my house having this conversation. I'm sitting there, like, panicking.
Like,
how do I escape? Because we're going to talk about this in a minute, too, about how awful I am. But that's another subject. But I'm like, where's the door? Where's the exit? Can I sneak out the bathroom window?
At your own house.
Yeah. And they're like, where'd he go? I don't know. He's been there in 30 minutes. Might be on the phone with another girl.
Have you guys seen There's Something About Mary?
Oh, God.
That reminds me of that bathroom scene.
I don't even know where I zipped it there anyway.
He's like, am I looking at the beef or the Frank or the beans?
Oh, God.
Oh, too far.
This is too far.
Guys, I apologize.
Sorry for all of you religious people.
I actually do want to talk about, to Cammy's point, like, I think it depends where you personally are. If I want it to be successful, okay, well, what's a successful DTR? You establish that you like each other and you're exclusive, mm-hmm. okay? I would rather have that in a private, maybe like a home setting. But let's say, like, I know that she wants me to tell her we need to talk, but I don't want to be with her. I could see myself taking her to public.
Yeah.
Just, or you know she doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you make it quicker.
Yeah, because it's quicker. And, like, no one wants, I mean, you know, no one wants to, like, break down in public. It might happen, but no one, like, willingly breaks down in public. So I think it depends on your interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's a necessary evil, unfortunately.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to know, or else you're stuck in this weird relationship where they keep lying and deceiving to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, really, what's going on? Because if you don't commit, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny because, like Cammy said, 4 months or something, I've been in that situation where I'm kind of in limbo land for, like, months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, like, where you're moving and progression in your life, you're not progressing at that point. It's just, you're just kind of, like, and it's not, like, one thing I do want to say is I hate people that talk about, like, I'm wasted my time with you and I need to move on. Like, I think that if you're in a relationship for a year and you feel like you're not progressing, you should move on. But I don't feel like any dating experience is ever, like, a waste of time.
Right.
Like, you gain experience, like, from everything. But to the point, I've been in, like, 5 month, like, limbo land. And emotionally, for me, it just, like, wreaked havoc in my life. It was like, I'm sick of just, like, hey, you want to watch a movie? Like, I bothered myself.
Right.
Like, we needed to have the talk. Right. And that, and this particular girl, we ended up deciding to part ways. But it would have been so much healthier, like, 3 months earlier.
But, so then what happens when you have the talk and you end up having the talk multiple times?
See, that's what I wanted to say.
Oh,
have you ever had a DTR that no solution is made?
Or it was like every date for 2 months.
This year.
Really?
Yeah. So to your point, like I do not function in limbo and gray. Like, it stresses me out.
Right.
And I've been in limbo and gray with a guy for almost a year now, and I've literally tried to DTR with him 3 times.
Hmm.
And, like, there's never a solution to the end of the DTR, but nothing ever changes.
Right.
And, like, that's just annoying.
Right.
For sure.
You're an adult. Like, you're 34 years old. Like, be an adult. Like,
oh,
man,
sure.
The freak
right?
up,
like,
bro.
Up.
Not up or shut up.
But for real, though.
No, I think that I've been in that situation as well where we both talk and you just, like, keep talking around the issue and then, like, you never come to a point and you're just, and both of you are invested and one person isn't as much as the other. And then you, like, end up making out and then you're kind of like, well, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh,
but, like,
oh, yeah. So good. And then you leave and then they text you and they're like, so what are we?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it should be, you know, it should have an outcome.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I had an ex. Oh, and this was awful. We broke up, like, every 2 days. We had, like, a DTR every time we saw each other. It was like, so what are we? What are we doing? What are we going to do? And I'm like, oh, gosh, let's just make out. Shut up. Let's hurry up. Get this
really
done.
Really good to make out with. Like, let's just move it along here.
Let's just hurry up.
No, but let's talk about
but
this.
But no, I cared for her a lot because we dated for a while. This was, like, the back end of the relationship, and I was just,
and that's,
like,
where both people
ugh.
Are just, like, trying hard not to let go, even though they know it's right.
Yeah.
But, like, before we transition to we want to talk about ghosting because we got the king of ghosting right here.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But I just quickly want to talk about, like, if you're in a relationship and if you make it work eventually, then more power to you. But if you're in a relationship where every 2 days you need to talk about what's happening, please exit that relationship. Because I've been in one of those. And
right.
And I'm going to be vulnerable here. Early 20s, Doug, right home from his mission, I, like, was lacking this confidence. And it was usually me that was like, hey, do you like me? Are, like, what's this all about? And she, and this particular girlfriend got so annoyed. She's like, yes, I'm not going to tell you every day. And so, yeah, the point is, like, I feel like it's poisonous to be in a DTR every other day.
Yes.
Absolutely.
As it was. Good times.
Anyway.
So now we're going to talk about ghosting.
The other option.
Yeah. The other option to having a DTR is
apparently
just
I am the king of ghosting.
We have officially named Traven the king of ghosting because we know all his ghosting stories.
You don't know all of them. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I have not ghosted that many people.
You're just good at it.
What I have done to get out of some relationships, not all relationships, but to get out of some of them, is be so incredibly vague when breaking it off that I leave them dazed and confused, and before they have time to catch me, I've slunk away. You know, like the Grinch when he steals everything and he like slinks out of the house? That's pretty much what happened. I took all of your presents and ran away.
No, I think we've talked about this before, and Traven one time like read me an example text that he would send, and it was ridiculous. It was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I'm working on me right now. But you're great, but I think you're also working on stuff, but we're both working, and...
that is not... It was well-worded. It was straight to the not good point. It was straight around that bush.
Oh, hey, yeah. But Barack Obama, I just... No, I'm saying this text. You're just like, just saying, I think you need some time, but I think I need some time.
You know what? The country is in a state of array right now.
It's not me. It really is you, but maybe it's not you, but.
But that's.
Okay. It was never, I will say this, it was never directed at them. It was always this internal stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But every girl knows that sentence is really. It's not you, it's me.
No, really,
it's you.
I would never say that. I would say, okay, do you want an example?
Yes.
I will craft one in my mind right now. And
yeah, ghost me.
Everyone will...
Ghost Cammy.
Ghost Cammy. I'll ghost Julie. I don't want to ghost Cammy. I'll ghost Julie. Okay, let me craft this. And so many people are going to hate me for this. So many. People that don't even know me. But that's okay. So, I would say, you know what, Julie, like, I've been really thinking about it, and things really aren't going well for me. Like, I'm living in my mom's basement, and, like, financially I'm not doing well, and all these things are going on in my life, and I don't want to drag you into this, and I just really need to work on some things to move forward in life and to really progress and be the person I'm supposed to be. And I just don't want to drag you into this. I think things are better off for you if we just kind of, like, break these things off.
And what if she's like, I want to be here for you.
That is so sweet of you. You are so incredibly nice, and that's what I love about you, and you're just
And that's exactly
awesome.
Why I don't deserve you right now.
You're just so awesome, and you're going to make somebody happy. Like, so happy one day. You know what, like, maybe one day we'll get together again and we'll see from there, maybe in a year from now.
Okay, but let's be honest, and women are probably going to hate me for this comment too, but, like, how do I word this without it coming out super mean? It depends on the type of girl that you say that to, whether she's actually going to believe your BS or not, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you say that to somebody like me, and I'm going to be like, you are so full of it.
Right.
Like, you're such a douche. But if you say that to, like, a mousy girl.
Innocent.
An innocent, there you go. You say that to an innocent girl, she's going to be like, oh my gosh, you guys. And she's going to go to her friends and be like, oh, look, he's really trying to work on himself. And oh my gosh, I just can't wait until he gets everything put together. Because he's going to be such a good guy.
And all of her friends are reading that text like, what just happened?
No, all of her friends are reading it going, you are such an idiot.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
You're the dumbest girl I've ever met.
But even the ones who call BS usually don't call BS. They just don't respond.
Yeah.
And exactly, but that's their way of not calling BS. Because then those girls are going to turn to all their friends and be like, this a-hole, do you want to see what he said to me?
And I'm still out.
Right.
And you still went out because you're the king of
Okay,
I still slunk away.
But I don't feel like that's true ghost, though.
Yeah, that's not ghosting.
No.
Because that one's letting him down easy. That's not a DTR.
No, the ghost... You guys think I ghost? That's usually how I do it. Okay. But when I do ghost, it's hard. Like, I shattered a woman's heart ghosting her, and it was awful. And then I ended up haunting her, which, for people who don't know, haunting is when they know that you see their social media.
I didn't know this until just now.
Haunting is worse than ghosting. Haunting is just a douche move.
Oh, like, it really is. That. Oh, it was awful.
You're like,
terrible. Eventually, I apologized because... was the right thing to do, and some of my mutual friends said, you really need to do this.
Oh, like, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, and I'm just, yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about ghosting, since we have a male and a female point of view here. I want to hear, like, your guys' point of view of why do you ghost, and then I'm going to tell you why, for a girl, it's, like, the worst thing you could ever do.
Well,
but girls also ghost,
girls
too.
Girls ghost all the time.
Oh, I've ghosted, too, but I want to know, like, just from your guys', like, your point of view, like, why ghost? Versus just being an adult and having an adult conversation.
Let the amateur answer first. ghosting is honestly, for me, is like the emotional cop-out. It's like, I don't want to take the time to like worry whether I'm going to hurt this girl or not. And so you know that she might get hurt or she might get mad, but if you just completely ignore everything, then at least you're out.
Right.
That's, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a few reasons.
Now the king of ghosting speaks.
I got a few reasons. Okay. Number one, it was a bad makeout.
Amen. Amen.
I'll be straight to it.
High
five.
That's right,
bad makeout. Like, when they're jabbing your mouth with the tip of their sword tongue, or like they smash your face.
Or there's so much saliva. That
yeah.
Like,
gosh.
And it's not like normal saliva, it's extra thick. It's like someone spreading melted mozzarella cheese all over your back.
All over your back?
Neck.
Oh, I just said, what the heck? I was like, what are you doing?
You melt that mozzarella on my back. I like it extra creamy. Sorry, I made Cammy choke on water. Okay. So number one, bad makeout. Number two, I don't want to deal with a breakup. I just, like Doug was saying, emotional cop out. I gotta get out of there. Number three, they start asking questions. Where they start asking like, hey, are we like exclusive? Try to DTR? Yeah. And I'm like, oh heck no. Oh no, I'm out. Or another one. Oh, what was the other one? Oh, the last one, and probably the worst of them all, I don't want to own up to saying sorry.
Right, of course, yeah.
Because there was one time, this was a while ago, I've learned, but this girl asked me out. It was a box date where, like, it was a ward thing.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, like, a 30-40 minute date, and she was so excited to go out with me. And I ended up making out with another girl and totally forgot about the date and didn't go.
Oh my gosh!
And this makeout went to like 2 in the morning and I checked my phone, like 7:30, 7:35, 7:40.
Oh.
And she's like, hey, are you gonna be here? So sorry I missed you. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And she had like this innocent name too, like Hope or Grace or something. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I am the worst human being ever.
You are the worst human being. That's
to
awful.
To avoid that, I ghosted her so I wouldn't have to own up to it.
Well, there is always the judgment seat.
The judgment seat. I hope one day she hears this. I am truly sorry for having that happen. Susie wasn't worth it.
Julie.
Was it Julie?
Maybe Julie. I guarantee Susie's not gonna listen to this.
Oh jeez.
Guarantee that. If
no.
She stumbles upon it, I'm not sorry about saying that.
This guy.
Kinda. Susie was pretty cool. She was a cool girl.
This freaking guy. No, but yeah. DTR.
But what about like part partway ghosting. Can we talk about like halfway ghosting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so no, that's convenience ghosting.
Right. So it is like, so, okay. And I'm going to call him Ben because that's his name. And there's a million Bens in Utah.
That's
so nobody's
fine.
Nobody's going to know what Ben it is. But this
does
person,
he have a beard? Because I feel like all Bens have beards.
Yeah.
He actually does.
Yeah.
Well, not all the time. He does sometimes have
a
beard. A
lot of Bens have beards.
He does have a beard sometimes,
right.
But
anyway,
not all the time.
Anyway, go ahead.
I digress. Anyways, so we have been in this, like, whatever we're in for almost a year now, right? But he will go, like, weeks, like, where he just completely, and he's currently in it. So, Ben, if you ever hear this, I hate you right now. But he's currently in this situation, right? Because he will go, will, like, everything will be fine. We'll be clicking. We're texting. We're talking. We're FaceTiming. And you don't just FaceTime with anybody,
no,
right?
You
like,
don't.
FaceTime's
it's
a big deal.
No. FaceTime's awkward.
Right? So he'll FaceTime me, he'll call me for no reason, like, it's great. And then he will just up and disappear for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh.
And goes, like, radio silent. Like,
oh.
Won't respond to text messages, ignores my phone call. Like, and that's just a dick move. Like, but
right.
Then 3 weeks later, he'll text me and be like, hey, what are you doing? And it's like, nothing has passed.
No.
That sounds like a bad Akon song.
Right? like, for real. And it drives me crazy because I'm like, okay. Either be an adult, again, you were 34 years old, like, be an adult.
Right.
Or leave me alone. But, like, this back and forth, like, half ghosting
yeah.
you, but I'm not really ghosting
right.
you.
It's such a convenient. It's
that
such
is
annoying.
A booty call ghost. That is the ghost that shows
it
up.
It is the booty call ghost.
During the full moon when
it's
the
so
season
true.
Is ripe.
It is so true. I know. I can fully admit, and I mean,
yeah.
I've done the same thing. Like, I've booty call ghosted him, too. So, like, he's not totally to blame.
For example.
But it's still a douche move.
Wait, did I tell this story? So there's a story. Guy goes on a date with this girl I know. They go out, and he's, like, texting on his phone. And I speculate that he was sitting there texting another girl to go make out with her right after the date.
Oh, probably.
So my friend is pretty much like, do you need to be somewhere?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I have this party to go to after. And she's like, well, you can go right now. And she just stood up and was like, peace out.
Oh,
take
good
me
for
home.
Her.
Oh, yeah. And then he hit her up 6 months later and was like, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Right? Like, what? Like, that's, like
that
if
is
you're going to
ghost.
Call. Oh, it is booty call. But if you're, well, that's what we should have talked about tonight was booty call.
The booty call.
But if you're going to ghost, like, if you're going to commit to being a douchey, whether you're a guy or girl, and you're going to commit to ghosting, like, fully commit. Either
oh,
ghost.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or don't ghost.
You go to the other world. Go to the spiritual
right?
prison you deserve
and you
to be
want
to
haunt them for 6 months. Haunt them for 6 months. But either ghost or don't ghost.
Agreed.
No, yeah. Like, middle area. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we have a minute, but to talk about what I did where you re-enter into the life. How do you
oh,
do that, Cammy?
Oh, did do that.
How do you re-enter?
How do you re-enter? It depends on how bad the girl, like, how pissed she was when you ghosted her.
I crushed
like, if
her.
You, like, if you... So she must really like you then.
Because
yes. a girl is only going to, after you've been ghosted, a female is only going to, like, open that door back up if she's, like,
really?
Either A, you were a really good makeout and she's down for the booty, or two, you're, like, she's just really, really into you.
Oh, that's all the above.
But seriously, I feel like a girl isn't going to, once a girl's been hurt, and once, like,
yeah.
your heart is crushed.
Yeah.
You're not going to go there again unless you truly have feelings for that person.
Right. Agreed. Or your DT. The booty. DF.
DTF?
DT. I can't
Whoa.
Do it.
DTB. I just thought that's where he was going.
DTB.
DTB.
That's just weird.
That's even worse.
He's calling a booty call. He's calling a booty call.
You're going to lose all your followers
Sorry,
because
I,
of me. I apologize.
No.
All like 20 of you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
you learned a lot about us tonight.
No.
We're going to get plenty of emails. LatterdayHunting@gmail.com.
No.
Let
Cammy back on that show.
No, we had some freaking fun tonight. But like Traven said, if you have anything to say, we now have a actual email account. Cammy, what's your blog name that's
going to... The blog name is going to be straightforwardandsavvy.com.
You. So...
And ladies, will you send in some funny stories just so I can come on and read them too? I feel like that would be fun.
That would be fun.
All the funny stories.
All
we
the
need,
funny stories.
We need guy funny stories too, because I feel like women are openly, like, open about talking bad dating stories with men.
Absolutely.
But if a guy has a bad date, he's like, dude, she cray. I can never explain why,
right,
really.
Because it's their man card. They're like, I don't want to explain.
I can't tell you why.
Because if they explain it, then sometimes I turn to them like, you're a douche. Like, yeah. You're the one that's crazy. She was normal. It's like a certain someone we know who can never get past the second date.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you know.
You know.
Oh, you
vanilla.
Know.
Oh my! I do know. Oh, guys, can we have another episode later on about talk about vanilla?
Yeah, we will.
Oh. Not about the person vanilla, but yeah.
Yes.
About
yes.
Vanilla and sprinkles. Okay.
Okay. Send feedback. We'll hit you next week.
I'm sorry, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.